Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan and I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because Paul and I believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living thing, every living person, every living entity can thrive. And that's what we're going for. So to get there, though, we think business is a tremendous, probably the best vehicle for moving the world in that direction. But for that to happen, we need masterful leaders. And what do we mean by a masterful leader? That is a person who leads from their inner wisdom, from their most centered, most balanced, essential self, from that place inside that is truly who they are, the most authentic person, where their highest values reside. And when they're making decisions from that place, as opposed to their ego, which wants to make sure they're safe and wants to make sure they're better than, and all those kinds of things, those voices of self-doubt, those voices of power and control, when those are out of the way, then you can see the world for what it really is in a much more expanded vision and perception of the world, and you'll make a whole bunch better decisions, and you'll take excellent action. So that's why we offer this, and we know that leadership mastery is possible, but it's like playing a musical instrument or learning a sport or anything you want to become skilled at or masterful at. It takes practice. So we offer this call once a week to give you 30 minutes to practice checking in and accessing your own inner wisdom. So that becomes hopefully a habit that, again, hopefully you turn into a daily practice, and you'll find that over time, not very long, if you do this for 30 days, for 15 to 20 to 30 minutes a day for 30 days, you will find some remarkable shifts occur where you're operating from that more centered place, that calmer, more peaceful place, less confusing place most of the time. So but we offer this as a place to come and practice, and a place to have that experience of being actually in your own inner wisdom, in that place of knowing that you're okay, knowing that who you are, and having clarity. So, and to do this with other people is really more powerful. So if you're listening right now and you're not live with me and you're listening to the recording, gather some people. Gather, your spouse, your best friend, people, like-hearted people, and you can do this together. It's a more powerful experience. So anyway, that's why we do it. And the way the calls work is I'll give a short teaching, and then we'll use that teaching as part of the remembrance practice that I'll then lead you into. So our teaching for today is how to use remembrance to find your daily purpose. Wouldn't that be great if you knew what you were meant to do today on a daily basis? Wouldn't that help align you, organize you, orient you to the highest and best in that daily purpose? So how do you do that? Well, the premise is, first of all, that we all have a life purpose, or a highest goal, we like to call it, that is infused into our being. Now, I don't know if this is before we show up in this world and it continues on. I know my only experience, conscious experience, is of this world. I do believe there's something more, but you can have your own belief. But in this world, in this life, I do believe I have a highest purpose, a highest goal, and I believe you do too. And so we have a process, a practice, an exercise that we help lead people to discover what that is. So I'm not going to go into that tonight because it would take too much time. But it is a powerful thing to discover about yourself, and it becomes more refined and more refined over time as you tune into it. But what I can tell you is that you can do this on a daily basis. You can ask the question of, what is my highest goal today? So just like in remembrance, when we are using a word or phrase that for us symbolizes, represents the source of everything that we could possibly need, that contains our highest values, that is in alignment with what why we're here and what we care about the most, we can actually, in remembrance, ask for that guidance on what is my purpose for today? What is the goal or the order of the day, if you want to call it that? And I'll tell you this, that I've been doing this daily for several years now. Every morning I have a practice. It's a prayer practice that I use. It's kind of how I start my day out. And it's the very last part of my practice. I ask, what is, you know, the order, your order for me today? What is the purpose of my being here today? And if I'm quiet, it comes in. For me, it's more of a feeling. There's actually a visceral experience. And then it's kind of a knowing. Now, I put words on it. It's a very short thing. And sometimes it's the same message every day for days, weeks, sometimes, you know, months at a time. So there's a theme for me that is in very much in alignment with my highest goal word. But some days it's different. And I really want to pay attention on those days because it's telling me there's a little nuance here. There's something different that's being asked of me. And I will sit with that for, and it doesn't take very long. It takes me, you know, it took a while to get there, but within 10 to 30 seconds, I understand what I'm about. Now, it doesn't tell me every single step I need to take, but it does put me in a state of consciousness around what that purpose is for the day. And just setting that intention, I'll call it, yeah, it's an intention for the day. For me, often it has to do with light and serving others, then that intention is kind of the umbrella, the bubble within which I operate for that day. And the thing that wants to happen, the intention that wants to be manifested, the purpose for me for that day actually gets transmitted in my interactions with other people during that day. So it's you know, it's simple, but it's powerful. And I have to tell you that it really works, but it takes practice. So my offer, my invitation is to try that simple thing for the next 30 days. Just take a few minutes in the morning. I don't know what your normal practice is in the morning. If you have a prayer practice or a self-reflective practice in the morning, hallelujah, good for you. I think it kind of sets the day off in the right way. But if you don't, you can just try this for a minute and just sit in quiet using your remembrance word and then letting that question sit there. What's the purpose of today? What's my highest intention today? And it's not coming from you. You are asking for it, and allow your heart to show you what that is. And then trust what you get. And it's as simple as that. So let's try it out. So we're going to first find out what our starting point is, as we do every week when we do this. So sit comfortably in the chair that you're in or the floor you're sitting on. Or if you're standing, I would recommend you don't lie down because you may end up sleeping through this. I know I have at times. So sit or stand and feel your connection to the earth. We are human beings. We're part clay, physical, you know, flesh and bone and muscle and skin, and part. And we have an emotional state, and we have a mental state. We're going to check in on all those too. But we're also spiritual beings in that we have this more invisible connection to something bigger than us, some network, some web of life that we are a part of, and we're a contributor to, and we're a recipient of. And it's a flow. There's an energy that flows through all things. So we have that as well. So let's start with the physical, the clay part, the earth part. So feel your feet on the floor. Feel whatever parts of your body are connected other than your feet. And notice what that feels like. and the quality of that connection? Does it feel kind of light and natural? Does it feel heavy and burdensome? Is it maybe uncomfortable? Is it, exhilarating in some way? I don't know. Do you feel connected or separate from, the physical earth that you're connected to through the chair, through the floor, to the earth? So just feel that. Feel the effects of gravity on your being. So we are held here by this phenomenon of gravity. So you can, if you tune in, you can feel the kind of pressure. It depends on how it's feeling for you today. It might feel really, really heavy. It might feel like you could take off. You're ready to soar and it's barely holding you in your seat. But what does that feel like? Now bringing your attention back to your feet, notice the bottom of your feet where it connects. They connect to the floor, to the earth. And as you tune in, you'll notice that there is a vibratory thing happening there at that connection point. And you'll notice it wherever your body is making contact. For me, it almost feels like an electrical flow, a low-level electrical flow. We call that energy, which is what we're actually made of. It just is denser in our physical being than it is in other states. So feel that connection, that vibratory, energetic connection, and follow it up from your feet through your legs to where you're sitting, your back, your lower back, your belly, lower belly, midsection, middle back, solar plexus. Just notice how that energetic flow is there and how it feels different in different parts of your body. And you can also notice if it's feeling blocked or constricted in any way. Trust what you get. Let's follow it up the middle to upper back and shoulders. And if you're like me, I carry tension in my shoulders unconsciously. So tuning into this, I'm actually pretty relaxed right now. That's good to know. Often I'll realize as I'm doing this exercise that I'm holding tension there. So when you do notice tension anywhere, because you're noticing, you have the choice to just let go, to relax, to allow yourself to let go of that tension. So notice your chest. Often people that are under stress feel tightness in their chest. Notice your throat, the back of your neck, your face. So let's do the face in pieces, your mouth, your cheeks, your nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, forehead. We may notice your kind of furrowed brow, as we say, and your scalp. Now, tuning into the whole thing as a one set, how does that energetic flow feel? Is it moving freely? Is it stopped up in certain places? Do you feel discomfort or pain anywhere in your physical being? And this is a check-in. It's like a diagnostic. It's not about fixing or mending or, ultimately you're not broken. We just, have these temporary states of disconnection, or at least awareness of connection that feels like disconnection or dis-ease. Okay, so that's our physical state. Now let's check in on our emotional state. Not sure what time you're listening to this, but stuff happens. We get distracted. We get impacted by events or thoughts in our life. The last phone call, the email we got, the traffic we rode in, the kids, relationships at work, at home. Could bring joy, could bring consternation, could bring fear, could bring disappointment. So what is your emotional state? What's up now? Just tune in, check it out. Okay. And now, since all this is interwoven, our physical state is impacted by our emotional state. Our emotional state is triggered by our mental state, the thoughts that come in, the events that occur will elicit a reaction based on past experience that will sometimes, if it's really severe, trigger that fight or flight, that primitive brain. But more often it's more like just assumptions and thoughts, and these things are all connected. So what's the state of your mind in terms of activity, in terms of the quality of the activity? Is it enlivening? Is it calm and neutral? Is it in some way bringing you down? So it's not so much the content, but the effect of what's happening and the level of activity. Okay, so now we know our physical, emotional, and mental state for starting. Let's check in on our spiritual state. As I mentioned earlier, we are unique in that we have both. We are spiritual beings. We have an inner life force. And actually, when you tune in, you can be of that, because you are anyway, that life force that is observing the you in action, the outer awareness state of your being, the one that is operating in the world. And you can actually watch that person, yourself, in action from your real person, your real presence, your real life, your essence. So that's what we're going to check in on. And we like to think of this as the heart being the doorway to this inner world. So what is the state of your heart right now? And to help you locate it, imagine you're in your chest a couple inches below the middle of your sternum. And in there, let your imagination show you how open, how soft and receptive is your heart. And how accepting is your heart. We often guard our heart. We have defenses to protect us from perceived or possible potential dangers that may hurt us. This is basically our ego at work. It's a very logical, well-tuned instrument, our ego, whose job is to make sure that we are protected and that we are always on high ground and the enemy is below. Mostly imaginary enemies or dangers. So that's not who we're talking to. We want to check our heart, because it is always constantly looking, it actually can look out to the outer, where the ego resides and spends its time, and it can look inward. So we want to look inward, and that's where you can allow your heart to open. It's very safe, it's very possible to go deeper, where the opportunity lies for transformation and learning. So just noticing the state of your heart, how open it is, how light or heavy it feels, and how receptive and soft it is. So it doesn't matter what state it is. It could be hard as a rock and about the size of a piece of gravel and about that density. That doesn't matter. What matters is just noticing what it is to start. So now let's add your remembrance word or phrase right into your heart. And if you find yourself popping into your head, you can use your breath. I often talk about the box breath, where you inhale to the count of four, you hold for four, you exhale for four, and you hold at the bottom of the exhalation for four. If you did that two or three times, if you're finding yourself in your head, it'll help bring you back inside, where then all you have to do is let go and open and allow. There is no effort in this practice. So keep repeating your word or phrase silently to yourself. And with each repetition, see if you can let go and open more. Again, no effort. Set the intention, and as you continue, you'll notice if you're holding. And when you notice that, you can release and drop in. Use your breath to help. Let go and open. Okay, keep going, and then let's try this experiment. So while you're remembering, ask to be shown what your purpose is for now, for today. We'll call it today. What is the order of the day for you? and tune in. It can be really subtle. So you want to be on the lookout for how that message is being transmitted. It might just be a feeling. You carry many positive qualities: courage, strength, peace, compassion, wisdom. Certain power that is not domination, it's like stepping into your own beingness, that power, knowing you're in the right place at the right time. But what is your order? What is your purpose for today? It's tempting to take that question into your mind. I'm going to ask you to, if you find yourself there, use your breath to go back inside and just listen through the remembrance to what your deeper essentialness is showing you. Could be as simple as kindness. What's being asked of you today? We're going to go for just a couple more minutes. So stay in remembrance. Let the question, if it hasn't yet been answered, be there. If it has, let the answer expand. Allow the remembrance to open it up, and you'll learn more about what it means. Okay, so that's all the time we have for the call tonight. But if you're on to something, if you're getting a sense, and it's not quite complete, stick with it. Stick with it. And if not, if you did get something or you didn't get anything, doesn't mean you did anything wrong. Try it again. Try this for even 1 minute in the morning, every day, for the next month. And you'll begin to get a sense of why you're here. Yeah, every day. And it will add meaning and purpose and direction for you. So I wish you well, and we'll see what this week brings. Have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll speak to you next Tuesday. Good night.